have to tell you, I think this is a fascinating discussion. The folks at CareerBuilder.com, no, they're not just sitting around talking about careers. They've run a study to figure out which cities would be the most and least likely to survive during a zombie apocalypse. The number one city? You want to be in Boston, all right? If the zombie apocalypse ever breaks out, you want to be in Boston. Now, the reason for that, they say the rankings are based on four things. Military population to help fight the zombies. Although that's assuming the military population hasn't been, you know, infected. Because who knows that, I mean, if it was a virus or whatever. Anyway, engineers and construction workers to build structures to contain the virus. Medical research facilities to find a cure. And the size of their food supply. They really put a lot of thought into this, didn't they? Anyway, but here's what's cool. The second best city, not far away, Kansas City. So you don't have to go all the way to Boston if the zombie apocalypse breaks out. Just make your way on over to Kansas City. Salt Lake City also among the good ones. Baltimore, San Diego. Now, the worst places to be, you don't want to be in New York. Well, trust me, there are a number of reasons you don't want to be in New York, but the zombie apocalypse breaking out is just another reason. Tampa, Florida, Los Angeles, Riverside, California, and again, these are all just the places you don't want to be because I guess they don't have those facilities and quite the supply you would want. Oh, I will tell you, though, my kids, here's what's funny. Our kids growing up, they're three adults now, but I distinctly remember this conversation around the table. We were sitting at the table more than once, and they talked about where do they want to be if the zombie apocalypse breaks out. They talked about it. And you know that's something they all agreed on? Bass Pro. They're going to hang out at the Bass Pro Shop because they said there's lots of bow and arrows and weapons there and everything. And they could just hole up at the Bass Pro and wait for this. Hey, listen, we didn't raise no dummies. I'm just saying, these are conversations that we had around our house. The Hilly kids are ready for the zombie apocalypse if it ever hits. I think they thought Walmart was a good place to be, too, you know. So, although sometimes they might have trouble differentiating between the zombies and some of the folks in there, but that's a whole nother problem. There you go.